associate parties in Allah. That second one, that you should be good to one's parents. Third, that you should not kill your children because of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. That you do not fear. Why? Because we give you risk and we give your children risk as well. The fourth one, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Like those messages, what decision you are going to make. وَبِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. And fulfill your covenants. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَلَّكُمْ لَذَكَّرُونَ. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, again, it is a command. And he was here from you so that you can take heed. And the last one, which is very, very important. وَأَنَّ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِئُوهُ. That, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, this is the sirat al-mustaqim. أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. That person who does any good deeds, then he will get, the person will be rewarded the 10 times. In other words, every good deed will multiply 10 times. And this is minimum. And look at the justice of Allah. Look at the rahmat of Allah. And that person who does it is a very important verse. And this is a person should adopt as a formula. What is this verse? قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ. That all say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my salah, wa nusuki, my sacrifice, all my ibadat, etc. وَمَحْيَايَا وَمَمَاتِي. And my living and my dying is لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then what reason did he give? He said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينٍ. That I'm made of fire and he is made of sand. That I am better than him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like this and told him that فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Go from here in this condition. You expel in the condition that you are disgraced. So understand, Shaitan, he thought that he was someone great, rejected and made him despise, and he was rejected and expelled from Jannah. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, what did Shaitan say? That I will waylay them. لَأَقْوْدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَقَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That I will come and waylay them at every sirat al-mustaqim, the right path. And I will come to them before the price of nafs and Shaitan. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the qissa of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam. When they were told not to come and approach the tree, what did Shaitan, the enemy, وَقَاسَّمَهُمَّا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He took a qasam and he told him, I am at your advice. So the leave alone living in Jannah, that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they were not even allowed to wear the apparel of Jannah. And because of their mistake, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, with regards to the tawbah being accepted, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, where he is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, that فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّي كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلِيهِ. Allah accepted Rabbul Jamal. Allah loves beauty. And he loves to see the effects of his beauty on his servants. But what is forbidden is looked down upon the people. For example, a person says, look at my clothes, I got a branded name. And look at your clothes, torn and tattered. You got patches on it. This is something which is haram. And Allah does not like. So adornment is something very, very important. Women folk also. And with regards to taqwa of the clothes, there are certain times which can be mentioned over here. For example, clothes should not be of such a nature which is tight-fitting, which are so flimsy and see-through and revealing, not reflecting any pride or arrogance when a person wears those clothes. Clothes of fashion, that he shouldn't be fashionable clothes, of away from their clothes, so that the private parts can be seen to one another. Today we can see the nudist colonists, etc. These are the works of Shaitan. And a moral, the integral part of our deen is haya. And this is what we call modesty, shamefulness. Unfortunately, there is so much of shamelessness in modesty. And Shaitan sees you, and he the likes thereof. In other words, his agents, they can see you from far, in haysul la tarunahum, where you can't see them. That is why when a person goes to relieve himself, we should read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khabayth. O Allah, protect us from the male and female devils. And also a person before, and that is why Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu used to wear his best clothes and he used to come for salah. And he should say, Allah loves beauty. And ulama explain that those clothes that a person feels ashamed to walk in public, what to say if those clothes are to be worn in salah, coming to the masjid. Have you ever seen a person walking with a handkerchief around his head in the public?
This kurta of mine. But the heart that the man has, that this is so outstanding that perhaps nobody else in this time has such a heart. Obviously, he was the imam of the time. So immediately he gave us that lesson there. That the actual thing is the heart. This is what needs to be corrected. And if this heart is correct, then all our work is done. But if the heart of a person is not in order, dunya becomes a problem. We find a person, he becomes angry. When he becomes angry, where does this anger manifest itself? Now you will find that the face of the person will become red. The heart is not in order. So the result of this, now we see it on the face, that the face becomes red. And thereafter we'll find that the veins of a person, that will begin to swell. Why? Now this is showing extreme anger. Now I become even more angry. A person didn't make Islam and a person didn't correct his heart. And if you look at the other side of this, of the coin, the other side of the coin will find a person got no anger. Now this is an illness as well. This is a sickness. That a person doesn't have anger, that is also an illness. Why? Allah Ta'ala has blessed every human being with anger in order to protect his respect, to protect his honor. Sutha kullal bast fataq'uda maluman mahsura. Once a woman, she sent a child to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this child came, she said, he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, my mother wants your kurta. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that at this particular occasion, I only got one kurta. I don't have more than one. And that is the kurta that I'm currently wearing. So he went back, he reported to his mother, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only has one kurta. So then that he's earning a small salary, but he's moderate, he watches his expenditure. At the end of the month, he'll have something to spend. And a man that's earning a big income, but he is not moderate in his expenditure, at the end of the month, he's short of money. So we find that here we learn that the moderateness is very important. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, one example we take of this anger, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. One Yahudi, he spoke ill of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. A person will never enter into Jannah. Sahaba also couldn't understand, or didn't have the correct understanding of pride at this time. Like we think a person is driving a good car, that's a proud person. A man is wearing a nice jubbah, a nice kurta. So we say this man has got pride. Allah Ta'ala rewards Sahaba. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَن تَكُونَ ثَوْبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا. Ishara to the dog. He makes an indication. He says, you take the way down. You go that way. And let me cross the bridge. So Allah Ta'ala at that time gives speech to that dog. And the dog speaks out. He says, the dog said that if your kurta gets dirty, no problem. You can wash your kurta will be clean again. Your kurta will be pak, no problem with your kurta. You can go for the Jumu'ah Salah. But if you're looking thing, my dying, everything must be for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, that a black ant on a pitch black night, on a black rock, that this ant you cannot even see, you cannot even hear it, more silently than this ostentation, show, riyah, this enters into the heart of a person. It was present for the Hujjaj. Today, alhamdulillah, there's plenty of water. But in those days when there was no water, from Taif to Makkah Sharif, she had built the Nahr al-Zubaydah, very, very famous. When we were young, we also saw it. So when she passed away, one of her slaves had seen a dream. And he saw, asked her, how did it go? He said, oh, Allah Ta'ala forgave me, gave me a very, very high daraja. So he said, I thought as much. Look at the social welfare work that you have done. Look, it'll never be solved. Many a times on these wazaif that are there, and the dhikr that is there, this is like vitamin tablets. A person has got a particular illness. Now on that illness that he got, he takes a vitamin tablet. It's possible that illness will get worse. Because this was not the time to take the vitamin tablet. You'll have to work under the guidance of a doctor. The doctor will tell you what tablet. Oh, Rahmatullah passed away. The grandson, he realized that I made a big mistake. I lost out. I had the man in my home. I didn't take benefit from the man. So now he starts inquiring that where should I go? Who's one of the great khulafa of my grandfather? Let me go to him. Let me benefit from him. So he was told, he was in India, in Gangor. So he was told that go to Balkh. There's a very, very great Khalifa of Shaykh Wudu. So he says, you go and stay there and gather the wood and light the wood so we can have hot water.